This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate voted Friday not to allow new testimony and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial, setting up a vote next week on the two articles of impeachment facing the president. AP's Mike Russia.
The motion is not agreed to.
The Republican majority prevailed as the U.S. Senate voted late Friday afternoon against calling witnesses to testify in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. The tally was 51-49, with Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah siding with Democrats. Shortly after the vote, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was blunt in his assessment.
If the president is acquitted with no witnesses, no documents, the acquittal will have no value.
The timing of the Senate vote squarely linked with politics. The first in the nation Iowa caucuses are Monday, and the president gives his State of the Union address Tuesday night. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States has declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions in an effort to prevent the spread of the new virus that's hitting China hard.
At a White House briefing that included other top officials, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry to the U.S. of foreign nationals believed to be at risk of transmitting the virus.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
Americans returning from anywhere in China will be allowed into the country, but will face screening and be required to undertake 14 days of self-isolation. Americans returning from Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be placed in mandatory quarantine. The announcement came not long after health officials issued a federal quarantine order to continue monitoring Americans who've been staying at a Southern California military base since they were evacuated from Wuhan, China. I'm Jennifer King.
And again, United States declaring a public health emergency, announcing significant entry restrictions to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. This is VOA News.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Singing patriotic songs and waving Union Jacks, thousands of Britons flocked to a muddy patch of grass outside Parliament on a damp Friday night to toast their moment of history. That's Britain's departure from the European Union, with Prime Minister Boris Johnson's low profile at a private reception in his Downing Street office. More than 5,000 people gathered just down the road to celebrate the moment loudly. Chief Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage told the crowd they had reason to celebrate.
We should celebrate the fact that, freed from the constraints of the European Union, we once again will be able to find our place in the world.
And Britain's exit from the EU ends 47 years of union with Europe. It also draws a line under a bitter and divisive wrangle over whether, when, and how the country should cut its ties to the bloc. The Trump administration will lift certain limits on the use of landmines as weapons of war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
At a Pentagon news conference, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says landmines
are an important tool,
and U.S. commanders need to have them available
to shape the battlefield and to protect our forces.
The Obama administration had committed to destroying U.S. stockpiles of landmines not needed for the defense of South Korea, and sought to move the United States toward eventually joining an international agreement that banned the production, use, stockpiling, and transfer of anti-personnel landmines. Asked about the morality of using landmines, given the dangers they can pose to civilians long after a war has ended, Esper says Pentagon plans will take great care to
take into account both the safety of employment and the safety to civilians and others after a conflict.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump signed a new order creating a White House position focusing on human trafficking. AP's Ed Donahue.
Besides the new White House job in the Domestic Policy Council, the president's executive order on human trafficking expands prevention education programs and prioritizes removal of child sexual abuse material from the internet.
Human traffickers prey on their most vulnerable citizens and people. They're vicious, they're violent.
The president calls human trafficking modern-day slavery.
We will not rest until we've stopped every last human trafficker and liberated every last survivor.
Eric Schwartz, president of Refugees International, criticized the administration's stand on human trafficking, saying victims are endangered by a chipping away of their legal protections. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.